Welcome to Podcats. All the cats are in the pod, and it's time for Crime and Cocktails.
Hey, everybody, it's the podcast.
We're back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's
it has been.
Tracy, Madison, Erica, and Jess, and we are here on a Saturday doing a double feature. We have no beverage of the day. We've got coffee drinkers, but they're doing edibles.
No.
We've got vodka drinkers.
That's you. Oh, you haven't drank anything either?
She's on coffee so far.
It's because we don't have any fucking happy bottle, right?
We had happy bottle.
So everyone that listens knows that I have my own business, and I see lots of patients, and it blows my mind still to this day when people are like, what are you doing this week? And I'm like, oh, I'm podcasting. And they're like, what? And I'm like, there's no way you don't know that I do this. Like, I talk about it all the fucking time. Like,
this is my life.
Yeah,
you like, podcast?
Okay, she says that, but I went to the beach with Madison and her best friend. And when I say best friend, I mean best friend, like the friend, the friend.
The friend that moved away?
And no, she still lives here. Okay. She works with her.
My office manager.
And she had found out about 2 weeks prior that Madison had this podcast. She was like, she's literally never mentioned it.
Well, that's good.
So I don't know
why. But anyway, lots of patients know about it. But it's interesting to me.
We've got two topics today, but the first one is bad surgeon, love under the knife. Dr. Paolo Macaroni.
It is not macaroni.
Or macanelli or some shit with an I at the end.
Spell it.
It is M-A-C-C-H-I-A-R-I-N-I.
It's macchianelli.
Macchianelli?
There's an R in there.
Macchiarini.
Hey, Macarena.
Oh my God, you guys, in my workout class, I have been teaching the women to do the Cupid Shuffle and the Wobble.
What?
And we do it every week now.
I love a good line dance.
So much fun. So he was a thoracic surgeon who worked at Karolinska Hospital in Sweden, which is one of the most prestigious hospitals apparently in the world. That is where the Nobel Prize in Sociology or medicine are both rewarded, like in the world.
Who the fuck cares about a Nobel Prize in sociology?
I don't even really understand what sociology is.
Exactly. I don't know why it's called Nobel.
Sociology
Nobel
is like the study of literally fucking the most boring thing ever. It's, like, it's just like the humans. Study of like why people do things.
But Nobel Prize for medicine is huge, right? So Paolo was this super charming, some of us say handsome, Erica does not agree, but well-traveled, renowned doctor who sort of ends up basically being like Tinder swindler in the end.
Tinder swindler with a big old twist, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what he was about to say with the big old.
Big old.
He was known in Russia, France, Italy, University College London. He was a visiting professor. Like, so for real, this is what makes Paolo so confusing. For real, he was a surgeon. For real, he traveled around whatever. But
For real, he was decent looking.
Yes. And wealthy.
Right.
Kind of Spanish.
I feel like definitely. He was more.
Yeah, or.
Italian?
Yeah, definitely ethnic.
His name is
Amy. I might want
yum.
One. Thank you. Erica's out now.
I'm not liking my cider too much, so.
What do you mean? Let me try.
It's really dry. And I, with quitting vaping, like my mouth.
Needs something in it?
But this could get nasty.
That is a fucking sour cider. Holy fuck.
It's dry, super dry, and super sour.
I need to cut some of that with vodka.
There you go. I think vodka would do it.
Yeah, cut it.
I can't believe how cold this beer
is. It's so fucking good.
It looks out of ice. Delicious. Cheers.
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 Okay, so Paolo invents this plastic trachea that he claims has stem cells on it and that this organ has the capacity to save lives.
I would really like to know where he built that prototype.
I think it was at the Karolinska.
The what?
The Karolinska in Sweden. He convinces people to take part in this experimental surgery.
A plastic trachea, guys.
Well, so Madison is our medical professional. She is our nurse. So tell us your thoughts seeing it about how this could even be possible that you could. I picture it like to a mayonnaise jar with stem cells that he's like with a butter knife. He's like rubbing them onto like the plastic trachea,
like a chia pet.
Mm-hmm. And then he's saying that they are going to grow and attach to the shit in people's necks.
I mean, never mind the stem cells, just the actual device itself, and not done. I don't even know.
But why did everybody believe it was possible?
Rejecting it, your body's just going to break it the fuck down,
especially plastic.
The foreign
titanium can't break down.
Mm-mm. Wait, plastic breaks the fuck down.
What he started lying about, though, was like the studies. He forced the studies through. Did. They didn't complete the studies, fudged the data.
The claims are that he knew the organ didn't work, but I sort of feel like he believed in himself so much that he actually did think that it would work.
That's just like
he's a narcissist.
That is Elizabeth Holmes. There's so many crazy fucking asshole bitches people in this world that really truly believe, and people just are like, yes.
This starts off like you see everything that's going on with him, and then we meet Benita Alexander, who was an NBC journalist. So she's basically sent in to do this piece on this doctor for what he's doing to save lives. Right. And during filming, they get into a romantic relationship. So most of the thing, I think, was like her, right? It was like her perspective through all of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been like 2 months since I watched it.
Yeah.
But I think that it was mainly her, and they keep it secret, not because he's actually even telling her to keep it secret, which is interesting. It was her because
It's not
journalistic integrity.
She's
not supposed to be in a relationship. And for him, it was definitely calculated, because if shit hit the fan, he knew he had a journalist on his side. Mm-hmm. So at some point they get engaged. And
how old do we think they are?
She looked older than 40.
Well, in that, that's been 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Not in the beginning, yes. In the beginning, she did look much, she was probably in her 40s.
Okay.
Because, when you hit 50, apparently the shit hits.
Do we look like that right now? Do I look like that?
No.
Like what?
We all look good.
I mean, because it was like she was so
pretty. All y'all bitches look great.
She was so pretty.
But thanks to you.
Well, I mean, I get it done too. Somebody said, how old are you? I said, I'm 35. They go, no, you're not.
This is what I have definitely learned, is the older you get as a woman, the more you really do need to pull back on the makeup. It's counterintuitive. Yes,
100%.
And I think what happened with her is the makeup was so over the top that it actually
That's the journalist
made her look
older.
Anyway, we digress.
We digress.
So he's taken
her
name? Benita.
Benita.
He's taken her to fancy restaurants around the world. He asked her to marry him and gets this huge, ginormous ring.
What size?
It was big.
It was 5 carat, what'd she say?
It was
three something. It was huge.
Benita Applebaum.
A quote from Miss Benita was, he was excessively romantic. Every time we went on a trip, there would be roses or champagne waiting for me in the room, and best hotels, expensive dinners, shopping sprees. Have you ever, y'all, been with a guy that you went on a trip and you came in and there was like rose petals on the bed or like champagne?
Nope, never.
My wedding night in a double wide trailer.
My girlfriend Gracie decorated my room.
Yeah, your girlfriend Gracie.
I feel like if anything
does that actually happen?
Not for me.
No. What actually happened was like I did the roses.
I feel like I'm getting a flashback that somebody might have tried that and I thought it and I laughed him out of
the head. Yeah, I would die laughing.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, what?
It's so weird.
How am I supposed to act right now?
Like, it's so weird. It's weird.
It's weird. Men, just know that. Well, there's some women like
that.
No,
there's some women that love that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He did have to fly off a lot, Paulo, for emergency surgeries. He left her that New Year's Eve, which was sad. They were supposed to be together or whatever. He told her he was part of a secret enclave of doctors who operated on world leaders, including Obama.
I'd have known right then that shit was bullshit.
And she's a journalist. Seriously. She is a research journalist.
She's doing a story on him because of his genius for NBC.
Mm-hmm. But who would believe that would really be real?
Well, somebody operates on fucking Obama.
I know. and also.
No, I mean the plastics, mean, any all of it seems all of it. So bogus. Why would she not have researched it better? Because she saw the money. Want to know.
I'd have believed in that too for a minute.
But all of it. I think she was just like caught up in all of it.
She didn't research the shit she questioned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's a research journalist. She's a terrible research journalist, you ask me.
Well, just like us sitting out there, I didn't want to know. I don't want to know.
Apple bomb.
Apple bomb? That's not it.
Benita Applebaum. It's a song. It's a
Benita Applebaum. Benita Applebaum.
It's Tribe Called Quest.
Here's the one that would have been the first time. I'm going to be honest. This would have been the first time I'd have been like, what? This would have set off my alarm bells. He claimed that he had been called to fucking Paris the night that Princess Diana's car crash happened. And that had he been able to get there in time, he could have saved her life.
No.
Narcissist.
Uh-huh. Jeez. Mm. For Benita, it all comes to a head as they're planning their wedding. The wedding was supposed to be July 2015. And after he proposed on Christmas or whatever, he convinced her they were going to get married in Castle Gandolfo or something, that the Clintons were coming.
Where the fuck is that?
And wherever the Pope lives. Italy. That Obama was going to be there and that the Pope would be officiating the wedding.
No, the Pope is going to
Pope.
Yes. Yeah, she literally believed that the...
I would have believed it.
Okay. Hold on. No.
Listen. It's your Pisces.
In her defense...
God damn it.
In her defense, she at least, in the documentary, she at least... like sort of explains for a long time that it took her a long time to believe that, but
she did.
She eventually.
It also hits so smooth.
Are you shitting me right now?
Listen,
I'm sorry.
You're killing me.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god!
Do you have any crack for her?
God damn!
Oh, y'all are pushers. My god.
Okay, Miss Benita and her daughter get rid of their home. Benita quits her big ass journalist at NBC job because they're moving to Barcelona with her new husband.
Yeah. Yep.
But he's not answering questions. Like, she wants to go see the home before she moves there. And
find out about schools for his daughter.
Emergency surgery.
So there isn't. So hold on. Is there actually a place in Barcelona?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So there really is.
Yeah.
That's really where
it's not
live.
Just a lie.
Mm-hmm. That's where he was going.
At some point, she gets a call. April 21st.
She's a Taurus.
Benita is?
April 21st. Oh my by one day.
Yeah. Eric is like, oh, her dumb ass must be a Pisces. That's awesome.
That's a kick right in the face.
Oh, shit. But honestly, that comes up a lot where it could be either or.
Yeah,
that's why we're friends.
Yeah, definitely.
And
you too.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Taurus.
What?
Can you believe I'm going to have a nephew or niece, Taurus? I get my own that
that's
I get to
awesome.
Keep. Where it can't, well, it's going to leave me because it won't be my child, but.
I mean, you don't want any more children.
No, but I want my own Taurus.
Taurus on board.
And I want to adopt somebody with autism because I started watching Love on the Spectrum.
Oh, my God. I can't watch it.
So,
yes, I can't watch it.
No.
Well,
Love
no.
on the Spectrum's autism.
Oh.
There's
the Down syndrome one, too. Yeah.
So good.
Why you fall in love with them is because they are totally transparent. They don't have that shield that we all have of ego or wanting to create a perception
like
in
no
somebody.
Boundaries.
They're
or
just
no
so, they're no filter.
Walls.
They're just raw and authentic. Okay, so Benita, that happy ball hit hard. Benita gets a call from a friend that says, hey, I was trying to call the wedding venue or somebody was trying to call the wedding venue to find out about staying or whatever. And they said there is no wedding.
No,
there's never, and there's not weddings. And also the Pope is in like South America and he's not even going to be here. And so she tells him.
She finally.
So do you remember what he did when she confronted him on that?
Oh gosh. I mean.
He denied. I can't, wait a minute.
Yeah. It's like.
He was like, okay, the truth is I'm a CIA sniper.
That's right.
I forgot that.
That's some shit, ain't it?
Hold on. The surgeon is?
Yeah, it's what he said.
So she.
He's not, though. He's lying.
But no.
She, yeah. Her and her girlfriends, they, and they
this
have.
This was the best part of it.
Oh my God. They had footage, her and her girlfriends driving to that address in Barcelona. Yes, sir. She's like, fuck it, I'm about to find out.
And they all went.
And they all went, and they, and it's like this windy, crazy road, and they pull off to the side.
Beautiful home.
And she goes up to the door.
Just her. Just Benita.
Yeah, they wait in the car.
Oh yeah, what happens?
He had a fucking wife and kids. A wife and kids. Two kids. An Italian wife. We know that he also got involved with one of the patients that died's mother.
Yeah.
So he was sleeping with her. I think he had multiple women all over.
He did, yeah. And that's what I was going to say at the end, that they find out he had families.
Of course.
But he used them for some,
yeah.
his purposes. Mm-hmm.
They all had a purpose.
But what I can't understand is, why are you planning this wedding and saying these things? It's one thing to lie about something you can never get caught on, but this there's an end date on this.
Oh, right, and it's
a narcissist. What do you mean?
He's a narcissist,
but
exactly.
But I know what you're asking. It didn't even seem that Benita, that it's like I could see him doing that for someone if he was trying to drag something on and trying to do she wanted to keep her around. But she never she wasn't even really going in that direction,
right.
Was she?
No.
Yeah. No.
I just don't.
Then he just starts on this trip, like, and then you got to follow through, and then the next thing you know, the Pope is fucking officiating your wedding.
Is that as bad as being a serial killer? I mean, is that the same
kind
of mind?
Yes, pretty much. I think so. I think
he literally killed people.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't even touched
that part. Right. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, when you get to that, that is so much more. I mean, just.
So that's where we're at now. Mm. We start seeing that patients, they're dying. One of the patients that died was a man named Danilo.
What did he die from? Sepsis?
Y'all probably know,
basically.
Yeah,
fucking,
a surgeon does surgery, and they're supposed to stay for the post-operative things. Uh-huh. They're supposed to stay invested to follow up. And he would basically do the surgery and just leave.
Literally be gone. Yeah. Not a second back. Don't call. Uh-uh. Don't come back to the bedside.
No, and you're supposed to go talk to the family. The surgery went okay. Yeah. You're having a prosthetic throat being put into your body.
Prosthetic plastic fucking throat.
Right.
So he dies from post-operative complications. And the mom sued the hospital for manslaughter.
This is before she even knew, too, that he was such a fraud. I mean,
well, right.
Right.
So he starts checking on the mom after the kid died. He never checked on him while he was recovering.
A kid.
But after he died, and then he starts doing the whole wine and dine thing with her.
And how dumb is she, though?
And made her fall in love with him.
That's right.
So she wouldn't name him in the lawsuit.
Oh, he has.
And that poor mother.
My
that
God.
Poor mother. She. I know she hates herself for that. But.
And then you were talking about this. So there's supposed to be however many years of clinical trials with animals for any new experimental anything medically. So you start out on guinea pigs, whatever. And he never did that.
They
and nobody fucking
trials.
Ever asked him
Pushed
for that
him for
data.
It, yeah.
And then one of his colleagues that had worshipped him, like, goes back and finds that out and confronts him. And he basically is like, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't even seem worried.
Like, what are you going to do?
And that's when he started turning the other way. His friend, remember his friend?
Yeah, and they ended up reporting
him.
And the hospital didn't care. The hospital did nothing.
It's like Dr. Death, you
right,
know,
yeah.
all that shit. And instead of like reporting him to the national database and doing all the things that are protocol, they're like, I'll just sweep this under the rug.
Because it's going to make us look bad.
Yeah, it's going to make us look bad. And then now he can go to another hospital and kill
but
fucking 40 more
But he even stayed at
people.
That hospital.
Yeah.
Which is even crazier. And then the people that got involved talking against him, they ended up getting ostracized and they ended up losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That was wild too. Then there was, let's see, Julia Tulik, who had a hole in her trachea, wanted to undergo surgery. He would just charm them.
So how many were there?
Three patients began to develop post-operative complications. He wasn't there for any of that. And that is when this article, this story is being done, sort of coincides with that timing. There was an article that came out actually at some point about this stuff. And that starts to get a little bit weird. They question the hospital. They questioned everything. And the head of the institute still just stood by him, even after the article came out. It's so weird. Total of 8 patients, 7 of whom died. The patient that survived.
7 out of 8 died.
7 out of 8 died.
But the other patient had it taken out. Like he right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's right. The only reason he lived.
I think he's definitely jacked up, though.
But of course.
So the one, the worst one was Yisim or Yisim Sitar. Uh-huh. Ended up being operated on, this was a girl, 191 times.
Times, yeah.
191.
After he fucked her up.
Yep. She was in hospital for a year. She was in hospital.
Was she the ballerina?
She was it. You said it.
She was the ballerina, right?
I think she was the ballerina. Yeah.
Like, yeah. She needed her life
191?
Her. Year and a half in intensive care.
How can you even withstand 190?
I don't know.
Anesthesia? I don't understand.
Well, she didn't live.
Talk about our fucking medical bills. Yeah, she died? She's dead now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he ever get in trouble for all this shit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not much, though.
No, not much.
Right, like what you
not said, much.
Yeah.
And it just happened this summer. So that's why this,
so
because
weird.
I saw this original story. I was telling Jess
I've seen it
years
before.
Ago at Dateline. And I actually like direct messaged Benita
you
at
did
the time.
That.
I did.
And said what?
I mean, just like words of encouragement, female empowerment shit. Like, you're amazing. Fuck that dude.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
So the article, nothing happened. When this documentary came out is when the hospital finally let him go. The documentary did
that,
it.
Which just happened.
Yeah. And then he was he was charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault.
Wow.
So 7 people died and he got 3 counts of aggravated assault.
Aggravated assault?
And he was found.
Hold on. As a surgeon who is putting fucking plastic tracheas in people? Yeah. Has aggravated assault?
This is our country.
It is. It is.
No. Just actually. Au contraire.
Where was he?
Sweden.
Oh. Yeah.
So 2 of the charges weren't considered illegal in Sweden.
Oh.
He ended up being found guilty of only 1 of those 3 counts. Which was causing bodily harm to Yasim, the one who had
all those surgeries.
So all the dead people, nothing.
What the fuck?
Okay, so he
that just all happened.
He just got sentenced.
It won't be
do you
much.
Want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 2.5 years this summer. That's all I
know.
That's it. 2.5 years.
And not to mention that you pull the wool over everybody's eyes. That shit is illegal for your gain. Like you.
Also, I want to know the hospital's culpability. I mean, having worked in hospitals for so long, I just cannot imagine them being blind to something like that. You know, they are they're so much in credentialing and crossing their T's and dotting their I's in the hospitals I've worked at. You know, that's crazy.
Well, so yeah, actually, like my thought was, is it a female that he was fucking?
Right,
exactly.
That's like what I'm saying. What it is, I think, just working at you guys, we're in the medical
school,
but being out here looking in, they are so, they can't tarnish their name.
Right.
Like, right.
It's a hospital.
Right.
You can't
right.
tarnish.
Right.
Bon Secours owns how many here? You
I know.
Know that half of them here, so you can't
and so they don't
tarnish
wanna,
their name. Mm-hmm. They can't get out. So they kept just hiding it and covering it up.
They don't want to admit there's failure in the hiring of this person,
yes.
Right? Even getting him on board.
The other thing, though, is that there's ego and power.
Yes.
And
money.
They had already invested so much in this
money.
Idea, mm-hmm. and they were so, they wanted that win mm-hmm. of having created
yes.
this thing.
Exactly. Yes.
And I think they just kept holding on.
I'm so glad you just said that part. Because, yeah, that is what it was about. You're right.
Do you know how much money
it
was?
How could you even measure that at this point? You know, like whatever, maybe what they stood to make. But I think that wasn't even as important as what they stood to make was the
glory.
Yeah, the glory of being the hospital, the first hospital to
do you guys remember,
implant these.
This guy, his name's Bosse or Balls. He was the investigative journalist that broke the story in the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Look closely. So he's the one that started getting sus.
Okay. Yeah. He has
was
an accent.
Irritated.
Yeah. Had an accent.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah.
Pissed.
Yeah.
He was pissed the entire time.
The reason is because We have been negligent. We incorporated something new into our show, and we have dropped the ball on it. So it's back today, and it's fuck, marry, kill. And the choices are Paul.
I was like, what the fuck is she doing? What is she talking about? Where's she going with this?
Dr. Bad Surgeon, okay?
Okay.
Benita. And that investigative journalist. That's our fuck, marry, kill. So, okay. Who wants to go first?
Oh, wait. I already forgot who you said.
Paulo, the doctor.
Okay.
Benita, the fiance journalist. And then this journalist that broke the case in the New York Times. Or New York, whatever, boss.
Okay. Well, definitely, I'll go first.
That's easy.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll definitely kill Paulo.
Okay.
And I would definitely fuck the... he's sexy to me.
The reporter? Okay.
Because he was always irritated. I liked his masculinity.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
And then I would marry the other bitch because I don't have to fuck her.
Okay. Tracy?
I think you are supposed to fuck when you're married.
Right. No, woman,
in
like
the terms of this,
like
though,
her.
You have to commit to it.
Fuck would be her.
Okay. Benita? She can want
me. And then Mary would be
the journalist.
The pissed off journalist, yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, kill Paulo.
Okay.
Kill Paulo.
Kill.
I would kill Benita.
Interesting.
Because she's a dumb bitch.
Yeah. I would kill her. I would fuck the doctor and I would marry the messenger.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense too. When I look at it from that perspective, definitely. Because I put myself in that position. Like, I would probably do the same dumb shit. There she is. Oh, I wish they could see we all stopped to dance. Woo! Shit, that was good. I am high as gas.
God, I guess I'm going to I have to say I'm the exact same as Madison.
All right. Kill Benita.
I think
Benita.
You might need to change it.
Are
you
saying
kill Benita from a different perspective?
Sex
kill
with Benita. Dr.
Sex with the doctor.
With Paulo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then marry the journalist. Yeah, that's me too. Well, how many paws?
Let me know how that goes.
How many paws do we give Bad Surgeon Love Under the Knife on Netflix? Hold up your paws.
I think it's one to watch, definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
It's fucked up as shit.
I didn't watch all of it, but I did like it.
All right, so Madison, Tracy,
that's
and
an 8 out of 8.
All gave. Two, I thought four, you six, were
eight.
One.
Mm-mm, I
too. Wow, eight out of eight. Y'all need to watch Bad Surgeon and podcasts. We are.
This is Podcats. We out.
Meow.